ओम शांति। सो टुडेज अवर टॉपिक इज लॉकिंग एंड अनलॉकिंग इंटेलेक्ट। सो फर्स्ट वी विल सी अबाउट द लॉक्स। सो इफ यू गो टू हिस्ट्री, इन 1840 लिनस याले सीनियर हैज इन्वेंटेड समथिंग, बट ही डिडंट गेट सक्सेस इन दैट। एंड लेटर ऑन हिज सन्स लिनस याले जूनियर has made some invented, added some again amendment and changes, whatever his father has done. And then finally, the pin tumbler lock has come in existence. The what kind of locks we are using now with the keys. Before that also there are the locks, but it don't have keys. If you go to the history of locks, locks are there, means people are using from thousands of years. But if you see the pin tumbler lock, the nowadays we have different varieties of lock, but all their locks have the keys. So the pin tumbler locks come into existence, and it have the keys with so many serrated on that, means it have so many edges, so many cuts on the keys, and then that's why the credit has goes to that Linus Yale Jr. who has invented that pin tumbler lock. And now if we will see, there are so many varieties of locks are available, just like knob lock, drawer lock, and now dynamic lock, electronic lock, RFID lock, so many locks are available. Yeah, Baba always remembers the Godrej company's lock. Yeah. So there are so many locks are available. Now we will see the locks on our intellect. Which things are there who locks our intellect? Which things are there who locks our intellect? Yeah, that's the main cause, that's the main root. So first we'll see why our intellect get locked. When there is when our heart is saying something else and our mind is saying something else, when there is not when our heart and mind is not in harmony with each other, that time our intellect get locked, and it robs our ability to understand the truth, whatever is going on there. Our mind is not in ability, not in in the circumstance, in that situation, to understand the truth. So that time our intellect get locked. Many times we see that we lock something and then we forget about it, and after many years when we try to open it, when we it comes in our mind that we had kept something somewhere, and when we go to open that, we find that the key is lost, we don't have the key, we couldn't find the key. Then what the final we have to do in that situation, what the further step? The last option is we have to break the lock. And many times it happened that after having key also, we lock something and we don't open it for many times, many years, and it gets rust and corrosion on it. And when we go to open that, after also having key, when we try to open it, it didn't get open. So in that condition also, the last option is to break the lock. Okay. So regarding the locks, what I find, two things are important. One thing is keep the key safe, and another one is do the overoiling or the lubrication of the lock time to time, so that it won't get rust and corrosion on it. Then we can use that lock for many years. Yeah. Now, on what time we have to lock our intellect? We will see on which situation we have to lock our intellect. So if anything bad, yeah, that's all will come in the types of lock, dynamic lock, electronic lock, so many locks are there. So we'll see on in which situation we have to lock our intellect. We have to lock our intellect in some bad situation, or any bad feelings are there, any bad thoughts are there, either is from us or from any outside people. That time we have to lock our intellect so that the bad thing won't enter in our mind. And when we have to unlock our intellect? When we have to unlock our intellect to accept new ideas, if something new is going on and we don't know about that, so that time we have to unlock our intellect to accept that thing, to accept that new idea. And if we want to spread the good wishes, pure feelings, that time also we have to unlock our intellect so that the things will spread over all the world. So these are things about we have to do for our intellect. So you know, many times we see, as I say, that if we have any machine or anything like bike or car, anything which is a machine which comes in the moment, if we won't use it for many years, it gets rust and corrosion on it, and it gets depreciated and it's scrapped soon. Why it's happened? Because we won't use that. We won't use lubrication and we won't do any kind of overhauling on it. So same thing is applicable with our intellect also. If we won't use our intellect, so after few years we get that, we feel that our intellect stops to work. Many times we listen to the experience, what people are saying, that many years before our intellect was working very good, but now my intellect is not good. I hardly remember anything. So why it's happened? Because they stop to use their intellect. Nowadays is the day of electronic things. So now we save everyone's phone number in our mobile phone only. If you ask a person, they hardly remember 10 or 20 people's number only. If for very small things, people are using calculator. So that all things are damaging our memory, our intellect. So instead of that, if many people, they try to solve the crosswords, which come from the newspaper, some riddles are there, some puzzles are there. They say if you want to make your intellect sharp, play the chess. So that the most, I think, that game where we have to use our intellect. So by that way, we can always keep our intellect active. If we... Puzzles, yeah, I told you, puzzles and riddles, whatever. So if we won't use our intellect, it will become dull and inactive. So we have to always use our intellect. So why it is necessary to unlock our intellect? Why it's necessary? First, it's to accept new things, new skill. If we want to learn something new, new skills, new ideas are there. So that time we have to unlock our intellect. And if we want to increase our ability, whatever we had learned already, if we want to increase that ability, that time also we have to unlock our intellect. To increase our area of thinking, we have to go beyond that. So that time also we have to unlock our intellect. And what else? Create new. Yeah, I told, not to accept the new things. Means the new things or something, new ideas are there. So that time we have to unlock our intellect. And if we want to increase the potentiality or the ability of to understand the truth, that time also we have to unlock our intellect. Okay, and awakening our hidden powers, that time also we have to unlock our intellect. So this, if you churn more points will come. So what I thought, that 4 or 5 points. If we want to remove the waste or anything is negative in our mind which is not useful, so if we want to remove that time also we have to unlock our intellect. Yeah, to learn new things, to accept new ideas also. Some creativity, some new invention. Yeah, we have to unlock our intellect. So now we will see that why our intellect get locked. What are the causes are there which locks our intellect. So as the sister says, first one is, yeah, jealousy is also there. First one is not following Srimad. No. Yeah, if we won't follow the Srimad, then that all small, every day, we do small disobedience of the Srimad, and that gets accumulated. That put the burden on our mind, and because of that, our intellect gets locked. So first of all is not following Srimad, and then another one is body conscious. If in body conscious, all the vices will come in body conscious, either lust, anger, greed, whatever are there, attachment, all the 5 vices comes in the body conscious. If we are in body conscious, soul feels locked when soul is in the body. But when soul is not in the body, it's like an unlock. So soul can go anywhere and it can do anything. But soul, when soul is in the body, is a lock for the soul. In Mahabharata also they mention the story of Karna, that he get cursed. He had cursed by a rishi that the time when you were in the battlefield, or most important time of your battle, all the weapons and everything, whatever you had learned, will not use. You won't get. It's not useful for you. You won't get success in that. So that time also he is trying to chant that mantra, and he is chanting that mantra, but it's not helping to him. The same way, if we will not follow Baba Srimad, if we do so many ups and downs in the Srimad, so if we sit in Baba's room and we just chant, I am a master of almighty authority, I am a peaceful soul, but it won't help you. We won't feel any experience, we won't get any kind of experience from it. Because why? Because we are not following Baba Srimad. Yeah, so first is not following Srimad, and second one, as I told, body consciousness. And third one, the sister said, if we are influenced by someone else, Okay, and if we work in someone, if we work under someone's influence or someone else's intellect, so that stops to create some new idea or our ability to what we want to do. Because whatever that person is saying, we follow that things only. That makes our vision so narrow. It brings us into limitations. Okay, so we have to go beyond. We cannot think beyond it. We have to cross that limitation. So for that also, we don't have to, if we are working in someone's influence, that is not good for us. So next one is our old sanskar and swabhav. Okay, before coming in Gyan, we have so many old swabhav and sanskars. But after when we come in Gyan, that time also some swabhavs and sanskar are there. And that's all also one kind of locks on our intellect, because we just go according to that. We are not ready, we are not accepting the new things which Baba is saying. And next one will be the old traditions and the codes of conduct, old rules and regulations, means whatever we are following in our Lokic life. The same things we are follow here also. Many times we see that if we want to cut our hairs, they say, no, don't cut your hairs on the Monday, don't cut our hairs on the Tuesday. So here also people follow the same thing. No, if someone sneezes, that time also, no, just wait for 2 minutes. It's not good. That person has sneezed, so we have to wait. If sometime the cat cross the road, so that time we say, no, just wait for a while. So all that kinds of things are the locks on our intellect. Ego. Actually, I already took the all five vices in the body conscious, but especially I'm taking ego here, because ego means, here we can say the smartness, that I am the smart, extra smart, yeah. People know everything, but I know more than them. Yeah, whatever they know, I know more than them. So, it comes, Yeah, they are nothing, yeah, I know everything, yeah, superlative complex, yeah. So that kind of things are there in the ego. So if we think that I am the smart and others are the dull, so that also one kind of ego. So if there is a lack of confidence in ourselves that I cannot do anything, so that things, that time also our intellect gets locked. We compare ourselves with others that such person has so much ability in his in him, and I don't have that kind of abilities. So that is lack of confidence. So that time we start to do jealous with them. So that also one kind of lock on our intellect. And what will be the more? Desires. If we have so many desires, okay, I want that. So those all the desires also one kind of locks on our intellect. And what else? That will come, everything will come in body conscious only. Yeah. Yeah, not accepting the new things. Yeah. I think things will come in our old swabhav and sanskar or the tradition or the daily routine. Yeah, if we just follow our daily routine, if we are not doing any newness, some creativity. Yeah. So that time also that puts locks on our intellect. Yeah. That all things will come in the Srimad only. If we will see the list of Srimad, so many, all the things come in Srimad only. It's about Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva, about how to deal with others, how to deal with self. Everything comes in the Srimad. Desires. I told you, desires. If we have so many expectation and desires. Attachment. Attachment with? With anyone, yeah. So that all things will come in five vices only. I have taken all that things in five verses only. We can take it separately also. So now old sanskar we had already said about the ego. Now many times it happens that we think about the people, what people will say. Okay. So that makes the scarce fear in our mind, and because of that we are not ready to accept the new things. We always think about the people, Log kya kahenge? If I do that, what people will say? So that also one kind of lock on our intellect, what people will say. Yeah. So I think those few types of locks are there on our intellect. So now we'll see how to unlock our intellect. So first thing is attention. Yeah, attention, follow Srimad. So first one is attention. All the time we have to give attention, pay attention on ourselves. And from? Churning, yeah. And from attention only we can check ourselves and we can change ourselves. So first one is attention. By attention, if we do all the time whatever we are doing in our daily routine also, or whatever is going on, if we see our weekly chart or monthly chart, what things have happened in the past. So according to that, we can bring the changes in our life. So by paying attention, we can, easy nature, we can unlock our intellect. And what else? Confidence, we have to increase. I think before confidence, the first thing we have to take is the determination, power of determination. If power of determination is there in ourselves, then we can unlock anything. We know that I had passed in last kalpa. You know, Baba always says in the Muli, and this kalpa also I am going to pass. So we have to think, we have to bring that thing in our mind. And from the power of determination, we can unlock. And then next one, as I says that, attention. And the third one, as the sister says, that confidence. We have to increase the confidence. Someone else is doing, if that person have that kind of ability, why I cannot do? So in that condition also, we have to increase our confidence level. And what will be the next? Company with? Guidance from others. That point is there. Guidance from others. We can take others' guidance. Many times we feel that we are not in position to come out from our weaknesses or whatever flaws are there. So in that time, we can take some help from someone else whose spiritual caliber is high or who is very jnani yogi soul. We can take their help in that condition. And then we can do some physical exercise also. It's like walking, swimming and running. You know, people do so many kind of physical exercise. So if you do some physical exercise, that it releases some kind of chemicals in our secretions, in our body. So that helps to unlock, and we can go beyond our thinking. So some kind of exercise also helps. Creating something new, really. And be emotionally and intellectually aware. We have to give a lot of attention what we are thinking on our emotions. No? Many times all these locks are not physically existed. It's everything in subtle way only. So all the emotions and the whatever we are doing, if we give attention on our emotions, so we can come out from our emotions. How we react with others if that things happen. What is our action and what is our reaction. So all that things, and if you want to increase our intellectual level, so that time we have to read some books and we have to do some kind of churning. Okay, so emotionally strong, that things will help. If you pay attention on our emotion, that things will help you to become emotionally strong. And we have to create unlimited vision. No, don't come in the limited. Baba always say, go in the behad ki drishti. Don't think anything from just one aspect of time. Just be a trikal drishti. See from all aspect of the time. And then, take any decision, whatever is going on. And then listen to our consciousness. Okay. If we do anything wrong, our consciousness always bite us. But most of the time what we do, we ignore it. So that time we don't have to ignore, because our consciousness never allow us to do any wrong thing. But we just kill our consciousness. We ignore our consciousness and we do the wrong thing. So whatever our consciousness is saying, we have to follow our consciousness. So these are few points about locking and unlocking of the intellect. So now we'll see that what are the lubrications. As I told that there are some lubrication in outside the physical log, gross log, how we use the lubrication. So what are the lubrications are here to unlock our intellect, or we have to put the, four subjects, manan, churning of knowledge, the force, everything will come in that. And compare one with others in positive manner, not in negative manner, but in positive manner. In a healthy manner, that if someone have that ability or that kind of, we have to accept that and we have to work on it. That if that person have that ability or the speciality, why I cannot develop that ability or specially in myself. So we have to compare ourselves with others. And then, detached observer. Always try to do good deeds. If you help others, if you do good deeds, we get the blessings from them, and that kind of blessing always help us when we need. Means it's like a bearer check. We can't see that money. Okay, that blessings are like a money, but it helps at the time of our need. At the time of our difficulty, and always try to keep pure feelings and good wishes for everyone. if we won't come to know that if we are sending or if we are spreading our feelings and good wishes, either we are in return we are something getting or not. But definitely we are getting something in our return. Sometimes we feel our mood is very bad. We won't feel healthy. Healthy means mentally healthy. But sometimes we are in very joyous. Yeah, we feel very happiness, in so much enthusiasm. Why? So because that things because of the blessing of people only. We have to collect the treasures. So now we'll see for which things we have to lock our intellect. For which things we have to lock our intellect? Negative. That already I mentioned that when we have to lock our intellect. Now few points are here that always Baba say, no, don't forget the days of your godly childhood. Always remember that. So that things we have to keep in our mind all the time. So for that kind of things, we have to lock our intellect. And Baba always says that put the double lock of? Yeah, remembrance and yoga. So Maya won't come. So always put that double lock of remembrance and yoga. So Maya won't come. And that's why, and if Maya come, then it affects our intellect. So Maya won't come if we'll put the double lock of yoga and seva. And what will be the more? We don't have to, we have to lock our experience of Jnana in yoga. Whatever experience we have in Jnana yoga, we have to lock that and we have to keep moving ahead on that. Yeah, just don't think that if we experience something and we thought, oh, I had experienced a lot and after that there is nothing to experience. No, we have to do. Yeah, we have to contend it. Yeah, we have to lock that kind of things so that whenever when our mood is not good, or if any kind of depression comes, when our stage is not good, if we will remember that once I had that kind of experience, so it helps us. So we have to lock. Lock means don't get lost here and there. Okay. And whatever the powers we are getting through yoga, we don't have to waste our power in nonsense things. No? Sometimes when we do lot of yoga, so many powers comes within it. Baba says Riddhi Siddhi. So we don't have to waste our powers. So that few things are there about the locking and unlocking of the intellect. Om Shanti.